Hi, this is Jay Hirsch. I'm a BJCP Grandmaster Judge. I'm doing Category 3, Subcategory B, Oktoberfest and Vienna Märzen. And the specific commercial example that I'm doing is the Hackershore Oktoberfest that's imported here into America. One of the things to keep in mind about the Oktoberfest style is that there is a very wide variation in the style. The Hackershore Oktoberfest is probably on the maltier, more full-bodied side as compared to the examples that you find at Oktoberfest itself, because the Oktoberfest beers themselves have become much lighter in color and body. In fact, they're very similar now to standard Helles beers as opposed to what we in America typically consider as the Oktoberfest style. The Oktoberfest style that we think of is actually far more similar to the Märzen style, of which Negro Modella is one of the more classic examples of the Vienna-type Märzen beers. And that owes its history to the fact that Austrian immigrants immigrated to Mexico during the late 19th century, bringing their brewing traditions and recipes with them. And so the Vienna style that's produced as beers like Negro Modelo or Dos Equis Dark has been brewed relatively uninterrupted in Mexico as compared to America with our heritage of Prohibition. The Oktoberfest style itself is an amber style. It has a very full-bodied, rich, malty nose. Not that much in the way of hops, and like all lager styles, it's very clean and has little or no ester or diacetyl notes in it. The lager yeast just brings out the characters of the malt and hops that are in it, and the aroma is very reminiscent in many respects of fresh baked bread. The caramel character is not the same as the caramel character that you find in British beers. There's a difference in the way that German malts, particularly Pilsner, Munich, and Vienna malts, are prepared, as well as the German caramel variations of the malts, which are based on those Cara Vienna, Cara Munich, and Cara Pils, which differ significantly from the caramelized malts that are used in British beers, which are typically known under the trade name of Crystal. The Crystal malts have much more of a caramel candy flavor to them, whereas the German-style caramel malts have more of a toasty character to them. So when I refer to caramel in this regard, I'm differentiating the German-style caramel flavors from the British-style caramels. The appearance of this beer is brilliant and clear in color with very fine carbonation, very fine bubbles, and a smooth, creamy head. In addition to the excellent clarity that this beer has, the color will range from a very just slightly amberish Helles color, full-bodied Helles color, to a deep copper color, almost the color of a hardwood cherry or a shiny new penny. The beer, the Hackershore in particular, is on the darker side, and it's much more of the color of a shiny penny or hardwood than towards the lighter side, like the ones actually at the Oktoberfest itself. When you first drink the beer, the first sensation on your tongue is the fine carbonation and a slight hoppiness, but not overpowering at all. The German beers, again, use a noble hop variety like the Hallertauer or Saaz, but the hop amounts are much more modest than certainly American-type beers, and even most of the British beers tend to have much higher hoppiness. The hoppiness is there to provide balance with the beer, but it's not a first-order sensation. The malt characteristic comes through, and as the beer warms up on your tongue, you get a bread-like character, and the sweetness of the European-style malts, the Munich and Vienna malts that are used in here. The aftertaste lingers through with the sweetness staying on your tongue and only a mild hint of hops in this particular example. And the Hackershore has a slight bit of astringency, and again, I think that's owing to the level of darker grains. As full-bodied and rich as a beer comes, this example is a very good one of the style on the outer edge of the envelope. The carbonation leaves no bite on the tongue, and the smoothness and drinkability lends itself to being drunk in large quantities. Only a slight astringency and little to no warming sensation, given that the beer has only a moderate alcohol level. This is a full-bodied and satisfying beer, and it's very hearty, hearty enough to accompany most foods, especially German fare, like bratwurst or knackwurst or sauerbraten. And it's also smooth enough and to be consumed in large quantities. The aroma is very enticing, and unlike some beers where the sensation between the aroma and the actual flavor can vary greatly, the aroma that you get with this beer really delivers true in the flavor of the beer itself. The bready, full-bodied, toasty characters that you find in the aroma come through when you're drinking the beer as well. The section scores, I gave this one a 12 for the aroma, a 3 for the appearance, 18 on the flavor, which is a slight bit off because the astringency was a little bit prevalent. The mouthfeel is very appropriate for the style and had 5 points. And, of course, this is a particular favorite of mine, and I gave it a 10 for the overall impression for a total score of 48 out of 50 points. And the beer was the Hackershore Original Oktoberfest in the Oktoberfest style.